couple of guests, special guests that we have, and then.
I would like to especially introduce Petra and Ralph here. Stand up. Petra and Ralph Curry. They are from the Brote Lebens community in Munich, in Germany. And Ralph has the privilege, I don't know, is it privilege? Anyhow. Ralph is our outside coordinator. So within the Sword of the Spirit, the communities have both a senior women's leader and an outside coordinator that help the leadership. So Ralph's over making sure that we're doing things okay. So also, if you have any complaints about me, please direct them to Ralph as well. But anyhow, welcome to both Ralph and Petra.
Brilliant. Thanks, Dan. So 2 weeks ago at this meeting, Dan spoke to us and introduced a new theme that we're looking at called the Names of Jesus. So we're going to continue on that theme today. And no doubt you've all read the newsletter. Good. Okay. So Neil is speaking today, and Neil is speaking today on the Lord Jesus as the Word of God, the light, and as our teacher. And we'll be hearing him speak later, and then after that we'll be having some time to respond to the talk towards the end of the meeting, some time for us really to reflect on what that means for each one of us personally. Maybe that means repenting, seeking forgiveness. There will also be an opportunity for prayer ministry at the end of the meeting as well, and I'll give more details about that later. We're also going to be having three underway commitments today as well. So directly after our worship time, we're going to hear from Daniel and Nikki and from Sarah as well. So we've got that to look forward to. And I'll hand over to Dan as our senior coordinator to take us through that part of the meeting. But then first, we'll have 30 minutes or so of worship, which JP and the band are going to lead us in. And as always, if you have any prophetic senses or words to encourage us or call us on, please come up and see me. And likewise, if you've got any words that are for our worship, to inspire our worship, to draw us deeper into worship, either follow JP or my direction, or just pray out from your seat. Just follow our lead. just to introduce some thoughts I have on the meeting. So a few weeks ago, I was standing at West Acton Station waiting for the train. Actually, I wasn't waiting for the train to work. I got onto the platform, and the train was there. And as I was about to get on the train, the driver closed the doors. But he didn't drive away straight away. He kept the doors closed. So I waved to try and attract his attention. But he left the station in a way. And I was convinced that he'd done it on purpose. I was convinced he'd seen me. And even though he saw me, he just thought, that's Arthur. I'm just going to drive off and leave him on the platform. I don't know if any of you have had a similar experience. Good, at least Deborah has. Driving off and being left on the platform. So I wasn't happy, as you can imagine. But when I recovered myself enough, I was reminded of Genesis 18, 1-3. And Pete and Amy spoke to us about Genesis 18 about a year ago. And in Genesis 18, it starts by saying, "The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw three men standing nearby. And when he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. And he said, 'If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by.'" And that's the passage that's very familiar to us. And we don't know how Abraham recognized the Lord that day, as he was probably snoozing at the entrance to his tent, but he did. We don't know why the Lord stopped for Abraham, but he did. And the Lord is here today, and he longs for us to call out to him, to wave to him, and to expect that he will stop for us if we call him. And because of who he is and because of what he's done, he's known by many names to all of us. He's known by many different names. And this slide just shows you some of those names. And perhaps one of those names on the screen is particularly important to you today. And it may be a name that you particularly want to call on him by today. So as we enter worship this afternoon, let's hurry to meet him. Let's hurry to ask for his attention, and let's exclaim to him, Lord, do not pass your servant by, because he's here and he longs for us to wave at him and he longs for us to stop him. So let's stand and let's do what Abraham did. Let's lift up our eyes and let's call to him, and then let's come into worship expecting that we will meet with him today.
Glory be to you, Lord. Glory be to Jesus.
Blessed be your name.
Oh Lord, we cry out to you. We cry out to you.
King of kings.
Lord Jesus, our King. We cry out.
We come to worship
you. Bless our King. We praise you.
And our Savior. We thank you because you are known.
We bless you as our King of kings. We bless you as our Savior. We bless you as our Redeemer.
Come with your power and your might.
Bless you as our rock. Bless you as our Savior.